Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Mark chapter 9, verses 28 and 29. Afterward, when Jesus was alone in the house with his disciples, they asked him, "Why couldn't we cast out that evil spirit?" Jesus replied, "This kind can only be cast out by prayer." The transfiguration of Jesus was an incredible experience, but it didn't last long. Jesus and his disciples needed to go back down the mountain, and sure enough, they were pitchforked into the middle of a dispute. A man had come to the disciples with his son, who probably suffered from epilepsy. He'd asked them to heal the boy, but they'd failed miserably. Jesus was in despair and said, "You faithless people, how long must I be with you? How long must I put up with you? Bring the boy to me." He then healed the boy. All of this stirred up questions in the disciples, and later in the day, when they were alone with Jesus, they asked him why they had failed. He responded that this kind of evil spirit could only be cast out by prayer. By this stage, the disciples had spent some time with Jesus and were clearly convinced that they now had the power to heal people. What they had to learn was that they still needed to lean on God through prayer. That's an important lesson for anyone who gets involved in Christian ministry. You may have the gift of the gab and the ability to speak with great clarity and power, but if your preaching and teaching are not soaked in prayer, they will be powerless. You may have gifts of administration, but if you're not continually praying for the filling of the Holy Spirit, God will never be able to use you in the way that he would want. You may be a naturally caring person, but without prayer, your gifts will never have the effectiveness that God would want. Prayer is vital for all of us. However gifted we may be, and however much experience we may have, without prayer, we will be powerless. So let me ask you a question. In what ways have you found prayer to be important in the work that you have done for God? And now let's pray together. Lord God, help us never to lean so heavily on our own abilities and experience that we forget to pray. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I'd encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.